Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 4 to 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then you're listening to us possibly as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7 for you. Or possibly you've downloaded us as a podcast, either at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the funnest place in the whole freaking universe, crabdiving.com. Any way that you are accepting us in, we appreciate the fuck out of it. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and time is all relative, motherfuckers.
Time is all relative, motherfuckers. Oh, I beat you to the gong, sorry. We have the virtual gong, and we have a practical gong here on crab diving, in the diving studios here. So sometimes it's a race to the gong, because you have to find the, you have to wield the clapper. Right,
we need a gonger, an intern. You remember? Do you remember the best Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom, Kalima?
Sure.
You remember Kalima, the guy would rip the heart out.
That's the guy who sucks your heart out. Yeah,
Kalima. We need we need a gong guy like they had in that Kalima temple.
Some
big dude,
some big sweaty dude in the corner, just standing Indian there. Yeah, all right.
We need Kate. We need headshots of some Bangladeshis.
You don't mind
a little hard
it's
work.
It's kind of like that. I mean, when I, briefly stuck my nose into casting out here for a while, sometimes it comes down to that. Sometimes they have characters. I got to pull pictures one time for like a sumo wrestler guy or something like that. And it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of people send their picture in for the sumo wrestling part.
If you're called in to be a sumo wrestler, do you have to bring your own diaper?
BYD. We believed them.
BYOD. Oh, you don't have to. What the fuck are they going to wear in the shoot then?
Well, actually, they did. They did.
Yeah, bring your own fucking diaper.
For the callback, they did show up.
Right.
In
diaper.
Like a bathing suit or something. Nobody's asking them to put on a sequins thong or anything.
Right.
Or
could you imagine you're at the parking lot at some casting director and some gigantic sumo wrestler in a sequin diaper climbs out of a Prius? Ridiculous.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover.
Good God.
Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard.
I mean, happy Friday, everybody. You know what? You can contact us during the show if you like. We keep, we're like a lizard. We keep one eye over on the Twitter and one eye over on the Facebook.
Yes.
contact us during the show if you like. In either way like that, happy Friday. Don't forget, stick around.
Who is that, by the way?
Rebecca Black.
Oh, really?
The...
is that, it's not Alvin?
The last half hour, no.
Hey, Dave.
The last half hour... of the show, we're gonna play
to some the top shitty fucking music.
Top 5 songs of the week for you, according to Billboard Hot 100. But we're here to talk about right wing ass baggery, douche watery, cum shittery, and just a general assholery.
Should we buy stock?
You know, I understand that. Who told us that there was a porno called.
Oh God, Mom, turn off the off.
Anyway,
the show.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and germs.
Who told us that?
Where did we learn that fact that there's a kind of
horrible porn genre? Yeah. Some degenerate friend of ours. You know, sure. You know who you are if you're listening. You should be sad for yourself
with your late night Googling.
All right.
They remember that shit, you know.
What?
Google.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Google.
If you run for president, that shit can come back to haunt you.
Dude, Google just got sued by Russia.
Right.
For some assbaggery.
Right. Well, they're getting it all over because a few of the European Union states have they've instituted these right to be forgotten laws, which basically means if something really shitty about you is out there on the internet and you have a right to have it taken off, I guess, or some shit like that, like privacy or whatever. I don't know. There's battles going on all over Europe with Google and how much they share and what they don't share.
It's Friday, fuck you, it's Google. Ooh, what's that? Remember when? Clip show.
That's right. We'll have a clip show.
Yes. By the way, the power is on at Crab Diving Studios.
Right. Still.
The struggle is over.
For now, although he did say, the electrician dude did say that they may be back sometime next week, but it's been 3 or 4 days.
Totally.
Of having the electricity flipped on and off, etc.
I just took the dog out before the show.
Yes.
They left so many tools. The security light, these electricians, they didn't put it up. They didn't put it back up after they took it down. It's sitting on the post of the fucking stairs. There's wire snippings. There's trash everywhere. The guy who was climbing around in our attic space washed off in our sink. Didn't wash the sink off.
I did notice
there's
that.
There's dirt everywhere.
Yeah.
What in the fucking... Fuck, when I worked construction, my job was to clean up and make sure we had all the fucking tools and everything was situated correctly. What are we dealing with?
Well,
fuck
somebody
this.
Take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Oh, yes. Calm down, Pat, okay? Pat Robertson I'm talking to. Pat's already got his gimp outfit on.
I should calm down also. Who, me?
No. Pat Robertson should calm down.
It'd be hard to work the mouse.
What?
For the show.
If you calm
if
down.
If I had my GIMP outfit on.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, a GIMP, not my GIMP outfit. No. A GIMP outfit.
You can work the mouse in a GIMP outfit. There's finger holes.
Can you?
Is there not?
Yeah. I guess so.
Kate?
Who knows?
You get a little GIMP outfit for Kate for Halloween.
What my safe word would be.
Do you think she'd wear it?
Yeah, I'm sure the ball gag would go over real, real well.
We're just joking.
Only if it's bathed in beef bouillon or something. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We've got all kinds of stories and some clips for y'all. Lots of fun shit coming up. We can see what's happening out there in the world today.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, September the 18th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Fuck you, effete.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, hippie.
I wonder if this is how this will be received over at the Drudge Report.
It will be received from behind.
Well, speaking of, the headline says gay leader for U.S. Army.
Oh, shit.
And there is a photograph of what's a dude's name here? I will find out in a second.
The gay leader of the army? We have a gay army leader.
Well, apparently, we are maybe going to have a leader of parts of the army that
the
is
United
gay.
Gay States of America. Is your gay god going to come in? America's new transvestite army.
Wait, now I'm confused. Are you telling me there's a leader of the gay wing of our army, or is there a leader of one of our armies that happens to, in fact, be gay?
B.
Oh, okay.
President Barack Hussein Obama today announced plans to nominate Eric Fanning to lead the U.S. Army, making him the first openly gay secretary of one of the military branches.
Hello, Eric. Congratulations.
Congratulations to Eric Fanning. And I just can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to hear.
What's the big deal, though? So what if he's gay?
Well, who gives fuck all,
Who gives fuck all? Right.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit. So what? Why is that? How's that going to affect his decisions as a commander in fucking chief? You know what I mean? So he's gay. Big deal. You know.
Correct.
What, is he going to make the troops jump a march to Wham every morning?
Tighter uniforms.
Oh, sure. jazz hands, guys.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo is that Mr. Fanning has been nominated, will be nominated by the president to lead the U.S. Army.
I think that's awesome. And I think that's important in this, you know, our moment in history.
Is that one of those that he just gets to do, or is that one of those where there has to be some kind of an approval process?
Oh, does he get vetted?
I don't think. I'm hoping not. I wonder if, as commander-in-chief, if he gets to just name that guy.
Oh, yeah. So does this guy enter the field of battle at all, or does he just wear a suit and push papers? What are we talking about here?
A suit and papers, I would think.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think he's...
The secretary of...
The army.
In the olden days, you know, the leaders, they used to ride into battle. Do you remember we watched that Marco Polo?
We did. Kublai Khan was right up in there.
Oh, yes. He actually, he had a duel before one of the battles. He said, you know what? Instead of a battle, why don't I just duel the leader of the opposing army and whoever wins?
Right.
I love that. How would that work for us? Do you think Obama could take Putin?
No.
In a battle of...
No.
Well, because Putin was a military
person. KGB, and he was an agent, yeah.
But Obama was a community organizer. Sure, right. He saw some action on the streets. Pot. Oh, yeah, a big stoner. I think Obama could beat up Helena Merkel, or whatever her fucking name is.
I think it could take Angela, but I don't know.
Angela?
She might have a great left hook.
Oh, yes. Nine!
Maybe the queen.
Oh shit, how depressing. Obama's like, wait, who am I fighting? What world leader am I?
Elizabeth Regina in the corner. The headline over at the Drudge Report,
what?
Crank your calendars back to the 14, maybe 1500s.
Fuck you.
And let's see what the ninnies are looking at over at the Drudge Report. And sure enough,
yes,
I think they're coming at it from a different angle.
Oh,
but definitely from behind. Obama picks first openly gay service secretary to lead army.
So what?
Right.
Big fucking deal. Is the guy qualified?
I would assume so, of course.
I do not give one shit over who he fucks or does not fuck.
Right.
How do you like that?
Nor should we.
No. It's none of your business.
Oh, come on.
We just need this guy to the, I don't know, what do you do if you're the secretary of the military? What do you do? You deploy the forces?
Right. I guess. I mean,
release the drones.
He's, you know, I guess he's in charge.
Yeah.
He's a civilian.
Right.
He does have to be confirmed by the Senate.
Oh, shit.
Great.
But forget it.
He's been a specialist on defense and national security issues for more than 25 years.
We're going to shut down the motherfucking government before we confirm this homosexual. Hey.
As Army Secretary, he would work with General Mark Milley, who took over the Army's top general
spot Milley
in August. The two would assume responsibility for the Pentagon's largest and most troubled service.
Ooh. Congratulations to everyone involved.
President Obama said, Eric brings many years of proven experience and exceptional leadership to this new role. I look forward to working with Eric to keep our army the very best in the world.
That's great. Wow. See, there's where Obama is in line with Donald Trump.
Right.
Obama wants our army to be the very best in the world, too, just like Donald.
But not the gayest.
I want our army to be the fucking gayest. wrong with that?
It may be. But openly.
Oh, right.
Good God. The headline on Drudge, and it's actually the headline on the story on ABC News. Mysterious iridescent quote, end of times cloud phenomenon spotted in Costa Rica.
What? Iridescent.
An iridescent multi-hued cloud phenomenon.
Oh, shit.
Was recently spotted in Costa Rican skies.
Yes.
The spectacle in the sky was reported Tuesday.
Liquid you.
After numerous cities, including San Jose, Parita, Pavas, Escazú, y Atillo.
Oh.
Coincidentally, the sighting occurred on the country's Independence Day. Oh, so of course. Shit. It's a sign.
From Jesus.
Many witnesses took to social media to post videos and photos of the luminous cloud. Some noting it looked like an end of times scene.
Some noting it looked like the final scene of Ghostbusters, the first movie.
It is really cool. It kind of looks like a giant jellyfish.
Yeah, I saw it. It's way cool.
Almost.
Could it not be some pollution or some shit like that?
It's called cloud iridescence, a rare weather phenomenon.
Oh, wait a second. Is this from the bullshit science community?
It's the urine stream of the Lord.
Oh, right. Is this an apocalyptic event, yes or no, at Vile Experience?
It's like a rainbow that gets all fucked up in a weird water ice crystally droplet cloud. God. And instead of just having a nice little rainbowy kind of thing, it luminesces with colors of the rainbow in weird fucked up different angles.
You know, my mom offered to buy us some apocalyptic soup from Jim Baker. And now that we have this iridescent into the world cloud, I wish I would have taken her up on that.
You think maybe we should get some of the giant potato soup from Jim Baker?
Kate, send Jim Baker an email. Tell him we want, what do you want? What would you like?
Oh,
what's your order?
Dear God. Okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
I'm gonna put you in for an order of $3,000 worth of cream of onion. Is that okay?
Right.
If you can split it with me if you want.
Jim Baker hawking tubs of soup.
What a hua
on his dealio there. So those are the headlines, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you think that apocalyptic cloud is brought on by Obama naming our first big gay leader to the army?
That's got to be it. Or God's sending a really cool looking rainbow cloud to celebrate. One could look at it that way.
You think God's getting stoned and he's like, he made a gigantic marijuana smoke ring.
Right.
He's like,
this out.
This is really,
hey, Jesus, Mary, keep an eye on this. Watch this. Count how many tweets say it's the apocalypse.
Oh yeah. This is going to freak out these stupid fucking fundamentalists. Hey, quit praying to me. Okay. I'm tired of hearing your bullshit. I put you all on mute.
Mary's like, I'm busy appearing in a can of spam.
Jesus, you sacrifice your only son once, and look at this bullshit I have to deal with now. These prayers suck.
At least the Greek and Roman gods were fun like that, right? They would fuck with people and play tricks and just be general, you know.
Assbaggery. What's up with that half-goat man that the Greeks had? Pan. He was fun. Where's the Jesus Pan? We don't have that.
The Jesus Pan.
Oh, Jesus Pan. What if you crucified Pam? Pan. Not like Pam cooking spray. How would you crucify the Greek god Pan?
Hmm?
Pam Dauber, easier to crucify than the Greek god Pan. Mm-hmm. How'd you do it?
I don't know. You'd need goat leg penetrating nails.
I'm going to have to drill a pilot hole through this motherfucker. Give me my drill.
I don't think Pan bod.
I don't know. Pan, the god, would not put up with such shit holiness. Mm. He would not be crucified. I think didn't Pan have powers anyway? Didn't he like it wreak havoc?
He played a flute, right?
And he smelled really bad. That's part
How
of
do
his
you know?
Deal.
Were you there?
Oh, yes, I was. None of your business.
Pan was the god of nature, the wild.
Yay.
Shepherds.
What?
Flocks. Nature of mountain wilds, rustic music, and the companion of nymphs.
Yummy. Mm. Well, the companion.
He has the hindquarters, legs, and horns of a goat.
Yes.
In the same manner as a fawn or satyr.
Is his goat, is his...
He's does, connected to fertility.
Okay. Does he have a goat? Does he have a human or goat penis? Wouldn't it be funny if he had a human penis but goat testicles? Hilarious.
I'm looking at a statue. I can't. There's a lot of fur. You can't really.
I can't discern.
I can't tell. He might have a cloaca.
Oh, no.
For all we know. speaking of cloacas, Donald Trump... yesterday,
yes.
Donald Trump is in a little bit of trouble again.
Oh, how could he be in trouble?
Like, well, this time for not talking.
Oh.
Which is an amazing flip of what's been happening. This time, he was at an event at a crowd of about 3,000 at a high school in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it.
took a question from the audience, which is always a great idea. But here's an idea of the audience that is going to a Trump event. Here's the first question that Donald Trump takes in Rochester, New Hampshire, Worcestershire sauce.
We're going to have some fun now, because instead of making a speech, which I've been doing over and over and over, I want to take questions. Don't we like that, right? Okay. All right, let's start with this group right over here. Come on. Okay, this man, I like this guy.
I want from White Plains. Amen. Okay. We problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is.
Okay. We got to... We got to dissect this. So it's
we got a problem in this country, yeah. Muslims.
I think it's Lloyd. Was that his name from somewhere? We got a problem in this country. It's Muslims. So it gets better.
Muslims. We know our...
Wait, I'm going to back up a little sea hair. Let's get back into... Let's let Lloyd ramp up again.
From White Plains. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one.
Is he fake?
I don't think so.
Lloyd is bullshit.
You know our current president is one.
We got a big problem in this country. You know what, man? You think he's been practicing?
Lloyd?
It sounds
like... Oh, fuck yeah. In front of the mirror.
But supposedly Trump randomly picks this guy from the crowd.
Like that scene from Taxi Driver.
Oh, you're looking at me?
You're talking to me, yeah.
We got a big problem. Muslims. Amen. What a dickhead.
He did look around. He said, this guy over here.
What's Lloyd wearing?
I don't know. There's no photo of Lloyd.
Is Lloyd raping Ned Beatty during this question?
Right. You have to swab his penis and find out. Here's more of Lloyd.
It's Muslim country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
Certificate,
this
man. First question. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
Now, Trump for kind of did laugh at the fact that this is the first question.
What do you say to this guy? I think you agree with him.
You pull a McCain, right? Oh, yes. Remember, although McCain got shit on.
Well, I was pulling a McCain, dropping your pants, shitting on a glass coffee table.
McCain, that's on Saturday nights. But when he was debating for the presidency, he famously, that ancient woman stood up and said, she looked like everyone's grandmother, just fresh from baking something cool.
Okay.
And... She's like, that Obama, no, he's not American. He's an Arab.
Arab?
She said Arab. And McCain shook his head. He grabbed the mic from her. And he said, no, he's not. He's a kind, nice, honorable man who loves his family like we all do. We just disagree.
And he was born in Kenya.
On how to run the country. He shot her down. He's like, he wouldn't stand for that shit.
He took the high road.
Right.
So,
that's kind of what you're supposed to do when that kind of crazy shit comes out.
So I'm sort of thinking maybe in this instance, I don't know if we're going to see the high road or not.
Oh, he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
Certificate,
this
man. First question. But anyway... We have training camps
growing where they want to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. When can we get rid of them?
We're going to be looking at a lot.
Do you hear that?
When can we get rid of them?
When can we get rid of them? Did you hear how he?
Oh yeah.
I mean, this guy is
he's scary as fuck.
Watches Rambo too much. Watches all these shows too much. When can we get rid of them?
Rambo.
And you know he's 60.
Oh yeah.
And probably weighed down with 30 pounds of Duck Dynasty gear.
Oh, sure.
And Oath Keepers patches.
Is there a picture of him?
No. I wish there was.
God. When can we get rid of him?
Yeah, but the way he's like, when can we get rid of him?
So essentially, the first Trump opens up questions from his audience. And the first question he gets is,
Obama's a Muslim.
Yeah.
And there are training camps. When can we get rid of him? And you know that when can we get rid of him bleeds over into the Obama part, too.
Oh, sure. I mean, essentially, his first question is a guy asking when will the genocide start, Trump?
Right.
I mean,
and he's talking about training camps. I'm sure this idiot's talking about training camps here on American soil. He's buying into the Breitbart WND, complete total batshit crazy InfoWars.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, we found a prayer rug cloud.
This guy probably thinks Obama was going to nuke Charleston.
Oh,
remember that story?
Absolutely.
God, this is nuts.
You know he's not even an American.
We need this
birth certificate, man. But anyway, we have training camps growing where they want to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. When can we get rid of them?
We're going to be looking at a lot of different things. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying that bad things are happening out there. We're going to be looking at that and plenty of other things.
Oh. That's not the answer.
No,
yeah.
It's not the answer for it's
kind of not what you say.
This is the opposite of what the president. I mean, he wants to keep the peace in this country, right? So we can't have our president, like, when someone says, do you think we could get rid of all the Muslims? We want him to say anything but
he's not even American.
We're looking into it. Hey, we're looking into it, lunatic.
He's got like a year left, not even. And goddamn, we're still convinced the guy's not even American. Or we still have to make the fucking argument that Obama's not American.
Right.
Do you think they're still out there wondering when he's just going to cancel the elections?
Oh, yes.
And stay king?
Assume the throne.
There's a meme out there. I don't know if we shared it or not. Go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. But it's a picture of Obama laughing, and it says the Jade Helm 15... initiative or whatever the hell it was.
Well, it was an attack. Wasn't an initiative.
It's now over and nothing happened. And then it said, worst tyrant ever.
Yeah, right.
Worst tyrant ever.
Fuck you. What a crowd this. What a bunch of supporters this Trump had.
Oh, right.
I mean, what a bunch of disgusting racist assholes.
I mean, they're ripping up people's signs at rallies.
Did you see that Trump was leading in popularity among all idiot xenophobes in the country? They love him.
Where he's not leading, though, have you seen his numbers with the Latino community?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's really...
They love him.
There's just no way in hell it just wouldn't happen. And in fact, Republicans in general are being tainted. I mean, they are tainted. Because he's basically, in a more horrific way, not saying anything differently than the rest of them.
No, not at all.
Most of the rest of them are like, we're going to put up a wall. We got to launch all the brown ones back. Let's get rid of them.
Right. T-shirt launchers full of Mexican children.
Right. So that was the press conference last night that has the Donald.
Is there more questions?
No. That was the main one. Then I guess some normal people started asking questions.
It's funny you're bringing up like the demographic breakdown of the Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
My mom called me. I was talking to her. You know, Jason, youngest brother.
Yes.
He is currently waiting tables at some restaurant in Gulf Breeze.
Yes.
And there was a Ben Carson rally or a Ben Carson group.
Boy.
That they were meeting at this restaurant. They all got together, these Ben Carson supporters. And there was a large table, none of them tipped.
Oh, come on.
None of them fucking tipped. That's the scoop on that. And they were all, guess what? Old fat, and white.
Wow.
None of them fucking tipped.
We all love Ben Carson. Look, we're not racist.
Yeah.
I've got, let's see, give us a tweet if you like, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving on the Twitter machine, and jump onto Facebook if you like.
Sure.
Communicate with us.
Hello.
Tonight, no brand new Hollywood Hick tonight.
What?
He's off on a...
his annual camping
trip. Annual camping trip.
Which is strange because he just went on a
I think he just recently went on a
camping trip.
A separate, a different annual camping trip.
Well, maybe the Hollywood Hick,
a lot of
you
different...
know,
likes to fucking camp.
Well, maybe he works with a different calendar. I mean, it's annual. We don't know.
Right.
Time is relative. Time is right. Like we mentioned at the beginning of the show. So
it is. We can have one of these.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of Donald Trump.
Hello, Hamface.
Not a fan.
Of
apparently.
What? Of Trump?
Glenn, not a fan of Donald Trump.
Wow, we found some crazy person that doesn't like Trump. Amazing.
And, he's got a theory, Ryan.
Right.
Of course, he's got his theory. Speaking of theories, yeah. I'm going to get good and angry in a little while when we start talking about this Islamophobia stuff.
Right.
Did you see these theories?
Well,
that
we're already talking about Islamophobia. This guy just asked,
right,
when we going to get rid of the Muslims?
I mean, the kid with the clock.
Oh, yeah.
The conservatives are spinning some amazing shit from their cloacas.
We stand with Ahmed.
Here is Glenn Beck with his theories of what's going on with the Donald's campaign.
Oh, shit.
I believe that I can make a case, not now, but I need your help on this. I believe it's important to make this case, that Donald Trump is not the product of the Tea Party. He is a response to many of the things the Tea Party has been complaining about. You're not listening to us. You're not responding. You're not doing what you said you would do. You haven't fixed the border. All of these things... He is a response to what we have been concerned, but he is not a Tea Party candidate. And he is currently being imaged by the left and the right as a Tea Party candidate.
Meanwhile,
is he being imaged? Is it true?
Don, he kind of looks like he ate the purple gobstopper at the Willy Wonka's factory, because he's dressed all in like different shades of purple or violet. There you go.
Now, if it turns out that he is the Tea Party candidate, then I don't want anything to do with the Tea Party, and they don't want really anything to do with me too, I'm sure. And that's fine. We'll just go our own ways.
Oh, he's breaking up with the Tea Party.
He looks like Grimace.
If they select Donald as their candidate.
Doesn't he look like Grimace, or is it Barney?
Oh, Grimace.
He looks like
from McDonald's.
He looks like Grape Ape.
However, if he's not a Tea Party candidate, it is essential that the Tea Party not get attached or blamed for him. Because this is yet another discrediting, and I think that's what's happening.
Here we go,
it's
ladies and gentlemen.
Not a discrediting, please, no!
Adjust the foil hats. Here comes the reason why.
Because this is yet another discrediting, and I think that's what's happening. And I don't necessarily think out of malice, but I think there's a lot in the mainstream media that are saying, you know, he's a Tea Party candidate. And look at what I said this week. I said, look, I don't understand it. A, and this is what I said in this statement that, of course, others didn't print.
He's so pissed off,
man.
These days.
Someone pay that guy some fucking attention. He needs a fucking
Absolutely.
Hug.
He's so pissed off. That nobody is paying fucking attention to him more.
You know, Donald, if you need some hugs, there's an establishment. He's a baby. It looks like he's in a big purple jumper, doesn't it? A big baby outfit. You should go to Jumbo's Clown Room if you want hugs. $3, you get a hug from a stripper.
So that's about it. I mean, he basically says that it's a discrediting.
Oh, yes.
Of some sort. It's a plot by big business to discredit the Tea Party.
A discrediting. Some people pay for that. You can go to Craigslist and order a discrediting.
Please, you put the plastic down
though. Oh, of course.
Get discredited.
I'm a professional.
By somebody you don't know.
Don't be ridiculous. He is out of his fucking gourd.
Yo, yeah.
Just batshit fucking
and gone
crazy.
Crazier.
He needs, really? I mean, someone needs to pay attention to little Glenn.
Off the deep end.
Is there no one at the Blaze that can hug him, that can give him like a firm like squeeze on the shoulders? A little physical support?
There's a tweet.
Yes.
You know, this news just broke, and crab diving is all over the breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, of this gentleman, Mr. Fanning, being nominated to head up the Army.
Nine!
By our president.
Barack Hussein.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Obama.
Here. We have a tweet.
Okay.
We don't have any audio yet. I'm sure we'll have audio tomorrow.
Oh, shit. A tweet in support of the decision.
Not so much.
Okay.
Brian J. Fisher.
Oh, fuck him!
Of the American Family Association.
Fuck this guy.
Brian Fisher tweeted out with a link to the Washington Post article that says Obama to nominate first openly gay service secretary to lead the Army. Brian Fisher says, "The Army of the United States has become the Army of Sodom and Gomorrah. May God help us."
Well, sign me the fuck up then. That sounds like fun. I want to join the big gay army. You guys take straight guys? Fuck no.
Army of the United States.
America's new transvestite army.
Oh, yes. Hey,
I'm sure Rick Wiles will have something to say pretty soon.
Village people, you know, I don't think enough was made of their singing ability. I think they're a little ignored. I think people saw them like Kiss, you know, like spectacle, you know? In the costumes,
well,
the whole bit,
the Daisy Dukes and the Indian feathers, yeah, maybe.
But do you not hear that voice? I mean, that guy.
Well, he was a great singer.
Man.
Yeah,
nobody gave a shit.
He had a great voice.
I'm just saying their image overshadowed the brilliant vocals, and it's a fucking shame.
And it's a travesty.
When are we going to get these Muslims out of this country? Fucking idiots!
Don't forget. Here on the network, all kinds of other great programming for your ear holes. Immediately following, we have a rerun of, you know, something.
Right. What the fuck is it? I haven't checked either. I don't think I twatted about it
yet. We have a rerun, Dow of Inbound, about marketing and sales and Zen and stuff with the very intelligent, very smart, very successful Mr. Ian Garlick.
Wax
at 4
on,
p.m.
Wax off.
And tonight, 11 p.m., Pretty Misandry.
Oh, shit.
A rerun of the brand new show.
Guys, like, let's totally kill all men. Hashtag.
E-kill all men.
E-kill.
Hashtag E-kill all men.
I'm going to E-kill you, motherfucker.
Tonight, 11 p.m., streaming for your ear holes.
Right.
Tomorrow, I think it drops as a podcast.
Yes.
And then you'll be able to download it and rewind and pour yourself a glass of wine.
The very funny ad, Maggie Strong, is all pissed off about this whole Planned Parenthood bullshit.
I don't blame her. We're all pissed off about it. Hashtag I stand with PP.
Hashtag hand me a coat hanger.
Is currently trending on the Twitter as everybody reacts to the House of Dickwads.
Dickwadery.
Really just pandering to the loonies.
Boo.
And to the ones who think that they should be able to decide what goes inside and stays inside a woman's vajiji.
Hello, Fetal Chop Shop. Can I help you?
They
Fetal Chop Shop.
Pip my fetus.
Exhibit.
I'm gonna
Exhibit, listen.
Look at the speakers I had installed on my
Yeah, we're changing the show a little bit. We just wanted to give you a heads up before we shoot next week. The show's going to be about... We're going to trick out some wombs in this motherfucker. Yeah. What do you think about that? What does it start the same as Pimp My Ride? This exhibit sitting there like looking at something like, oh, this fetus is in horrible shape. Oh, my God.
Right. Oh, you just got a tweet. Maggie says, Ryan, I don't talk like that. How dare you?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Did you do a Maggie?
Yeah, I did. I was just fucking around. I wasn't doing like, you know, I was doing General Valley Girl, which does not include Maggie Strong at all.
Maggie doesn't sound anything like a Valley Girl.
No. Maggie, do you want me to do an impression? Just kidding.
Brian Fisher tweeted that out. What is this? This is This is a previous Brian Fisher clip that's attached to the story also.
Oh, let's play it. It's pretty fucking good, I imagine.
6/26, that's today, June 26, 2015. 6/26 is now our 9/11 from a moral standpoint.
That's the day that gay marriage was rammed into everyone's orifices. Yeah.
Can I understand this existential crap he's talking about? Okay. It's our moral 9/11. What in the fuck does that... Does he see his morals as like a couple of buildings?
Apparently a couple of planes just hit their twin towers.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does it mean if a plane hits your morals, explodes them, and then the morals fall to the ground?
It's their great... I don't know what it means.
It's my moral 9/11.
It's a bunch of goddamn bullshit is what it is.
Our 9/11. From a moral standpoint, 6/26 is the new 9/11 because it was on this day that five justices of the United States Supreme Court became moral jihadists. They became rainbow jihadists and they blasted the twin pillars of truth and righteousness into rubble. And they did this by imposing sodomy-based marriage on the United States through an act of judicial tyranny.
This is just
sodomy-based marriage.
Spectacular.
I thought when he said that when they launched a missile into the ass of sodomy-based marriage, this guy...
By the way, he's reading.
Oh, I
just
know.
Just so you know, he was up late last night. The wife didn't get any last night from Brian. He was working on this screed.
I'm sorry, Brian. I cannot take your sodomy-based missile.
Why do you think his wife is German?
Fräulein. I don't know.
Why do you assume?
You know, I don't know. I got a couple of dialects to pull from over here. So.
Okay. Want to differentiate between him and her.
It was going to be Cockney or the German thing.
Right.
So I went with...
Here's Brian ringing in on...
Oh, God.
Let's get to this story. Following up on... What's going on with this apparently budding terrorist in Irving, Texas?
Crab diving follow-up.
Heinous hellhole. God, get out of sane people. Run. Escape Irving, Texas. Did you see that vile monstrosity of a Medusa that they have for a mayor? This one who goes on TV to talk about...
We talked about her
main,
man.
Yeah, her main thing is like, oh, is this creeping Islamic Sharia law is coming to get us.
Sharia law's coming for us all.
Well, this kid, Ahmed Mohammed is his name.
Ahmed Mohammed.
We wouldn't be having these convos had his name been Patrick O'Reilly Gustav Pfeiffer.
Gustav?
Trying to think of a German name.
Listen, fuck this besides hashtag, Adolf. Oh, yeah, that's all you... I'm really limiting the show.
How sad that is.
But
think
up.
Of a German name. Adolf.
Adolf. You know, by the way, fuck this hashtag. I stand with Ahmed. Fuck that. How about hashtag, I will pick up Mohammed and drive him the fuck out of Texas?
Oh, yeah, we'll get the hell out of there. Maggie's demanding a Maggie impression. You better,
I'm not
better not.
I don't have an ear for impressions. You know what I mean?
Here is Brian Fisher ringing in about... So all these assholes on the right are now saying, did you see a picture of it? It looks like a bomb.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a circuit board. It's circuit boards and shit. And regardless, had a tiny little amoeba dick of common sense been used, then we wouldn't have had this conversation. You ask,
dumb.
The kid says it's a clock. I brought it to show the engineering teacher. And the engineering teacher looks at it and says, this is a clock. It's a clock.
It's a clock.
All right. Let's all go home.
Yeah. Who gives
that's
a clock?
Not the accents that were there. But all right. Let's all go home.
Ooh.
But because his name is Ahmed Mohammed, he is. They throw him in a room. And if. I don't know how any parents would not be batshit fucking crazy having their kid locked in a room with four cops, unable, unallowed to call them or a lawyer.
Losing my fucking mind. I don't consider myself litigious, but I hope there's some suing afoot.
Oh, yeah.
God. You know, that's why this Trump, that the way Trump handled that fucking question from that lunatic, that's why that is particularly offensive, because we have people in this country in positions of power that have fucked up ideas about race.
Yeah.
And this guy's running for president. He kind of has a responsibility that when people say shit like that, say, hey, you're not supposed to think like that. That's racist. That's xenophobic.
Right.
You're way off base here, buddy. He didn't really say that. I mean, is he catching Trump? I mean... Is he catching shit, this Trump?
Dr. Freud.
I'm catching Trump. Oh, God. I don't want to catch that.
Yeah, he is getting shit for that. But trending on Twitter. Earlier today, not anymore, was Obama is Muslim. God. Was trending. And most of them were people like us making fun of that. Right.
In an ironic
way.
But
there was a pretty decent amount of... Yeah. Of people out there. We tweeted out, in fact, here's the rocket scientists that we get. These are the scuds they launch at us on Twitter.
Okay.
We tweeted out, Obama Muslim trending is great. Now knuckle draggers are self-identifying. We'll have a list of who is too stupid to vote.
Right.
# lip crib.
Okay.
That's
a nice twat.
To that, Paul Izzo tweeted back, yes, and you're at the top of the list, you commie zombie.
I love that. Hey, I love commie zombie.
Commie zombie?
No, that we got to produce a podcast named I'm an old auditions
maybe
for
Sean,
anybody.
Maybe Sean. Oh, yeah. Sean Donovan's show.
We got to get his show back.
It has little to do with us.
I know. Come on, Sean.
And then No Hillary
tweeted,
gee, I wonder what this person's thought process is. That list includes everyone that still has an O-bunghole sticker on their car. Welfare recipients and all demo craps.
You know what?
Too stupid.
Okay. I love this guy. Did he say really Democrats?
Demo craps.
Hey, good job. You're sticking with the scatological insults.
Right.
O-bunghole.
O-bunghole and demo craps.
That is funny. Good for him. Did we retweet that or thumbs it up?
Yeah, I didn't. I could favorite it, I guess.
No, you know, don't favorite that. People won't get that it's ironic. I mean, we're being ironic.
Right. We need an ironic star.
What's this guy's fascination with shit? Sounds like a big perv to me.
Right.
Oh, bungho.
I was just going to check and see. Let's see. Paul Izzo.
What are some of his other stupid fucking tweets? Let's read them.
Oh, no, Hillary has a whole 138 followers. Not that, you know, that means all that much if you're not really working it.
Yay.
Let's see. It's all right-wing nutjobs. I call Smith and Wesson first.
Oh, great.
They're always by my side and much faster response time. Then I call police.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what No Hillary tweeted.
Do you want to be that guy's neighbor?
Drudge Report tweeted out, liberals signed petition to impose 10% male privilege tax. What? And then No Hillary retweeted it and commented, because there's no such thing as a real male in the liberal world.
Oh, that's right. I only am friends with dudes that are fake males. Right. They have fake penises. They're lying.
So that's the level of intellectual discourse that we get on Twitter.
Congratulations on being incredibly stupid. It's got to be a great to be that dumb. There must be. I mean, there must be a lot of joy in that guy's life, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't see problems, complexities. He's like a dog, you know? Am I shitting? Am I eating?
With you.
Those two things.
I've got a couple of clips coming up that if Maggie's still hanging around, will probably drive her crazy. The Limbaugh?
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh.
All right. What's he up to?
We'll get to him in a second, but let's finish talking about this this clock business.
Right.
So these idiots on the right are now coming up with these conspiracy fucking theories that
fuck you.
It was a dry run.
What was?
The kid's really a terrorist, works for the terrorist organizations, and this is like a dry run to get us all numb
so
that next time when a Muslim kid brings a bomb to show his teachers at school, then nobody will pay attention to it.
Are
and apparently
fucking
he'll be able to bomb the fuck out of the whole school.
We're softening up the public.
I'm so embarrassed to be a white American.
You don't understand. Do you not understand what the liberal media is doing to us? They're making us soft targets. We're even softer targets.
It's so embarrassing.
We're going to be the softest.
Fucking embarrassing.
Most limpest targets ever.
On the five, Andrea Tantaros.
Fuck you.
Opened her mouth like a harpy.
Hey.
And
famous soft target.
And said that this kid was stupid for bringing that to class.
He
should have known.
Don't bring a clock. Hey, what? He made a clock out of a bunch of circuit
boards.
But
he's a Muslim, Ryan. He should be extra vigilant.
Hey, did you ever do science projects?
Fuck yeah.
When
there's a check the third.
Oh yeah,
the third.
Did you build our TiVo?
No, I was gonna say check the third shelf in the fridge, way in the back. There might be.
Oh really?
Some kind of biology project going on.
Yeah. I got some pasta from third grade.
Something unintentional. Yeah.
Yeah, but like when you're making your project, aren't you in contact with your teacher and their status updates? And
yes.
He knows, like, so this guy knew he was working on a clock all along.
Well, part of the story I saw today was that I think he had checked with the teacher ahead of time. The teacher's like, yeah, bring it in. Show me. But that's a different teacher.
So what's the problem?
That was the engineering teacher. He showed it to the engineering teacher. The engineering teacher's like, cool clock.
Yeah.
And then in a later class, it rang or something.
Right.
There's assholes out there. One moron.
It could have went off.
One moron on our Facebook page said it was ticking. It wasn't. It's an electronic clock, you dick. There's not. It's not ticking.
I know. You know why? Because I was in the living room doing something, and I heard you yell from in here. It's not ticking.
Occasionally, that happens. Yeah, I do.
Dumb.
I sit here like an asshole and yell at my computer.
No, but I
gentlemen.
Did hear that. I mean, I did hear it's not ticking.
It's true.
It's so stupid. The guy made a clock. He made a science project. Oh, God.
And then one of our
hopeless
one of our right wingers on the page, on our Facebook page, is saying that, some of these theories aren't likely, but
were you there?
If you look into this further, you'll find that the father is a bit of a media whore. I think it's more likely that Pops wanted another 15 minutes of fame. So he's saying that it also was a plot, though. This is how crazy fucking batshit these people are. It's not a kid who fucked. I'm not even going to say fucked up because he didn't do anything wrong.
He built a clock that went off at a certain time. He built an alarm clock.
Oh, my God.
That's all he fucking did.
Right. And they're trying to blame him and blame Muslims, the whole Muslim world.
Fuck everyone.
And now this guy's saying that the father somehow is a fame whore. and probably was like, here, take this clock to school. Show everybody.
Nine.
Make sure you say, it's not a bomb. It's not a bomb.
Oh, my God. It's a bunch of idiots, a bunch of big, fat,
oh God,
white fucking idiots that have watched way too much fucking 24.
It's
true. It's a bomb.
Just embarrassing.
Why would she think that?
Embarrassing as fuck.
I looked at that thing, and I wouldn't.
Pam Geller,
yeah,
she's that harpy, the one that I was talking about, or another one. She's the one who organized that art contest to draw Muhammad. Remember?
Oh, my. It was just,
she couldn't have been more thrilled when a couple of guys came to shoot.
Oh, God. How embarrassing.
She says this is part of a plot by Obama. This kid's clock is part of a plot by Obama,
so Obama,
to undermine national security. Quote, Geller, Pam Geller.
Yes.
Is her name. This story is pure agitprop, most fatal. If you see something, say something is now racism. That's what they're crying about now. Obama just got rid of if you see something, say something.
Oh, God.
Because now people are going to be afraid to out of political correctness.
This person's losing their fucking mind. That is the craziest bit of right-wing nut job brain jujitsu we have. We've covered in a long motherfucking time.
Well, yeah, wait till Monday. I mean, we'll have another list. One guy said it looks exactly like a number of IED triggers that were produced by the Iranians and used to kill troops in the war in Iraq.
Oh, yes. Good point, dick face.
It looks like an IED trigger. You know what? Like you said, open up the remote out in the living room, and it looks like the same thing. It's a circuit board.
Are we not allowed to have circuit boards?
Oh, not if you're a Muslim.
Hey.
No technology for you.
This poor kid made a clock. Man, you know what I did in my sixth grade year for my science project? I did a report on crickets.
Well, your family is are well-known cricket ranchers, right?
Yeah, I'm heir to the cricket fortune. Yeah, pimp my cricket.
That was a stampede back in, a famous stampede back in 1948.
But all I did really was just talk about crickets. Like, I just did a report on what crickets do, their habits, whatever. I did not build a clock. And this kid is exceptional. He should be lauded. And not questioned by police.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I did sixth grade, I did one on extrasensory perception.
What?
Debunking it.
Oh, yes. Well, how did you debunk it? I mean, how did you prove it? How can you prove a negative?
Well, I used a bunch of... do we want to talk about this?
They're called
Zener cards. These are the cards that have like the triangle and the star and the little wavy line and the circle.
Yeah.
And you do blind studies where I was just doing remote viewing studies, which is where you can allegedly see something. You can perceive something
can
in a different
that.
Room or whatever.
I can do that. The card game, that's what they play in the first scene of Ghostbusters. Bill Murray.
Oh, with the Zener
remember
cards?
That, remember
really?
The student? You remember that scene?
Kind of.
Oh, God, it's the funniest scene on the fucking planet.
A lot of ears.
What did you do? You said that's bullshit. There is no remote viewing.
I tested dozens and dozens and dozens of people, and statistically, nobody. There was one or two outliers, but they fell. You know, you fall into the guessing. There's going to be outliers. You know, there's going to be, if you test a million people, maybe one of those is going to get all of them exactly right just based on chance alone.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't proclaim that person suddenly to have psychic powers. And then I wrote a paper about.
Oh, cool.
Like,
what'd you get?
Fortune tellers and stuff.
What grade?
I went to the city. I got sent to the city science.
Oh, shit. So that's an A, right?
To downtown, yeah.
Did you use shock therapy in it? Do you remember that scene in Ghostbusters? So every time
rectal.
Someone...
Yeah. Yeah, it was a rectal probe.
Every time someone guessed wrong, you gave their asshole a little shocker.
No, not like that.
Oh, geez.
So here is, we just heard from him a second ago, but here is what Brian Fisher of the American Family Association
More from him.
Had to say about Muhammad and his clock.
His father, a lot of people don't know this, but his father twice ran for the presidency of Sudan.
So
fucking what? What's your point, you big blubbering walrus fuckface?
Which is a stridently, vigorously Muslim country. It's
stridently.
Vigorously Muslim country.
No, that's not what he said. He said some weird word. He said stridently.
One of the state sponsors of which is a stridently.
Oh, stridently.
Vigorously.
What does that mean?
Muslim country.
I think it's he meant stridently, and he fucked it up.
The state sponsors of terrorism around the world, and Ahmed Mohammed, his father, wanted to be the president.
Again.
Ahmed.
Oh, yeah,
he hit that.
Again. Okay. So?
I just checked, and you were right. He meant to say stridently. He had a fuck up. Why didn't he go back and re-record that and edit it together?
He doesn't.
Be a professional!
Himself. Fisher makes no mistakes.
Of Sudan. Twice he ran for the presidency of Sudan. Remember when Terry Jones, he was the pastor in Florida that wanted to burn the Quran?
Didn't he direct, didn't Terry Jones direct...
Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah, wasn't he one of the Monty Python people?
He had a deal where he put the Quran on trial. And he said, look, if the Quran is found guilty, we're going to burn it. I'm going to burn it in my church if we put the Quran on trial and find a gun.
What is 2015.
I'm going to burn it.
This is like the shit we saw on fucking Marco Polo, which took place in the 1200s. I'm going to burn your holy book.
Oh, shit. Burn it up.
Putting your book on fucking matter. Trial.
I'm going to burn all quiet. You know what I mean? What are we talking about? What's wrong with us? Is this guy, is everyone mentally ill?
A lot.
This religion thing, and I'm going to be honest. If there are any Christians listening,
it's Faithless Friday.
Yeah, it is Faithless Motherfucking Friday. Don't take this the wrong way, but you are fucking up all of our Sundays, you lunatics. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Indiana. My nephew lives in Indiana. He can't. Yeah. They can't buy liquor on Sundays.
What where the he's fuck? At.
They can't buy liquor
That's
on
one of your
Sundays.
Days off, dude.
Because of somebody's religion. That's the only reason.
Are the dispensaries or the pot dispensaries closed on Sunday as well?
I don't think they have those in Indiana yet.
Fuck that state.
That's
fuck
off,
it.
It's off the list.
Honestly.
Don't forget, Chris Christie gets elected.
He's
done with that shit.
Hey, listen, you're going to pry that from my cold, dead roach clip.
Right.
You dickhead.
I'm fine. Go. And Terry Jones said, look, I need somebody to come in and to defend the Quran. We need somebody to come in and defend the verses that instruct Muslims to slay the idolaters wherever you find them. We got somebody to come in. We need somebody to come in and be the defense attorney for the Quran and all of its verses about cutting the heads off of infidels. Well, who was the guy that showed up to defend the Quran? It was Muhammad Ahmed's father.
Again, who cares?
Oh, my God.
The kid took a clock to school. So this foundation of horse shit that he is sculpting is to hold up a platform that his theory is that the kid got sent with the clock for a purpose to give the screw to Irving to make everyone look like homophobes, like Islamophobes.
Whatever. It's pick a phobe. It doesn't matter. They hate everything. They hate everything. It doesn't matter.
None of this matters.
This is the stupidest shit on the fucking planet. Meanwhile, dickheads, with your xenophobia and your homophobia, all us libs over here, we'll be doing things like researching cure for cancer and AIDS and dealing with poverty. And sending money to your poor fucking asses, you people in Mississippi.
Right.
And you little shitheads in Alabama. You're worthless.
Here's the
answer. I mean, honestly, you're living off us. You're living off the libs, you fucking assholes.
Right. You okay?
I'm fine. Fuck them.
You look like you hurt yourself on that one.
Oh, yeah. Ass.
I pulled a muscle raging at the assholes.
Medic. Medic.
Quran, it was Muhammad Ahmed's father.
Who cares?
The guy that ran for the presidency of Sudan twice. He's the guy that showed up in Terry Jones' church to defend the Quran and all the verses of hate and violence that fill that book. So, you know, if you know that about this family, I mean, then there's reasons certainly to be cautious if the son shows up in school was something that looks like a bomb.
So, I mean, it may be true that possibly the father who's used to some notoriety or whatever
yeah.
may not be thoroughly displeased with the fact that Islamophobia is having the light shined upon it again.
Right.
The father, maybe. I don't know what the father's motivations are.
He ran for the president of Sudan.
But goddamn, does anybody think he sent this kid with this fucking clock to start this? This is some weird evil plot?
Right.
God damn it, people.
It's just, we're all stupid as fuck.
It's embarrassing. I mean,
fucking morons. It's Brian Fisher. He's just, I mean, how many listeners does he have? I mean, good.
I don't know.
God.
I don't know how many are listening to the American Family Association Hour.
Jesus. I had a thought about what he just said. Now it's just gone. It's just gone to blind fucking rage and stupid.
So we can, that's
how do they,
it.
How do these assholes like function in real life? They're all this fucking like racist and shit. How do they walk down the street? What if they came to this neighborhood and walked down the street? Look at all the non-white people.
Right.
You'd lose your mind.
Oh, this neighborhood, they would, which I love. I told you a few weeks ago, I think I tweeted out too. I went to the store.
Yeah.
And I literally heard five throughout my buying of snacks and, you know, snacks and shit. I heard five different languages.
What?
In addition to English. So that would have been six languages that were being spoken by families or people that were there. And I thought that was so fucking cool.
Wow. Does that make you want to build a wall between us and Mexico?
Right.
God, fuck off.
And the people like this. That would be sheer terror to them. Their minds would be exploding because nobody was speaking American.
You know what? It's fun to have lots of friends. I'm talking to you white guys that aren't white and straight and male and stupid and just like you. Be friends with people that aren't like, you know, obsessed with Call of Duty and wearing like Tevias and what else do white people do? Oh, in Orange County or Anaheim. Oh, I hate this. Every white guy has a piece of shit white trash truck.
And I'm being stars and bars on it
somewhere. Listen, I'm being racist here. I know I'm generalizing. I don't care.
That naked titty silhouette.
Oh sure.
On the mud flaps.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
But this thing, man, the thing where it's like the Calvin that's peeing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that's he hates that.
Oh, I do
too. By the way,
that's
never been licensed. He never licensed anything, but
when is he
that
going?
One in particular bothers the guy that drew Calvin and Hobbes because he never authorized Calvin peeing on Obama.
Right.
Or Calvin peeing on anything that you'll see.
I got a whole list of white guy problems all of a sudden now that I think about that. I hate that. I also hate, I really, what are those wrestling shirts you white people wear all the time that TKO or knockout or what is
MMA stuff?
An MMA. Oh, I'm so tired of MMA. God, white people, enough with that too. Who cares? It's people beating the shit out of each other.
How different is this from the gladiators?
It's no fun.
We got less safe.
Yeah.
Right? It used to be we finally got civilized enough that we're going to box each other with these big, giant, poofy gloves on so that maybe we won't kill each other. We can still beat the snot out of each other.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't kill each other.
Yeah.
And somehow we devolved into let's just wrap a couple pieces of tape around the knuckles and allow chokeouts and arm snaps and dick pulls and just everything.
Oh, it's fun.
And just watch people beat each other senseless.
But you know what? Now I say this to my friends who are into this MMA shit. They, you know what they say to that? But it's really fun. You really have to watch it. I'm like, that's not. Do you realize that's a crazy response to that? You're talking about watching somebody get fucked up. Why do you find joy in that? What is wrong with you, you violent wacko?
Yeah, I don't.
White guys.
I kind of find MMA really uncomfortable.
I don't like watching it.
And I love watching movies where people beat the shit out of each other.
But it's fake.
Right, exactly.
And it's theatrical. Exactly. It's part of a whole story. Are we really so de-evolved that I want to watch somebody get their nose beaten the fuck in?
Right.
I'm supposed to enjoy that? Ah, God.
So
NASCAR, fuck that. That's boring. That's bullshit. It's cars.
Well,
it's
not, I don't know.
It's
I
not a
like
fucking
NASCAR.
Sport.
I kind of like NASCAR.
It's driving.
Yeah,
why do you give a shit about that?
Well, I mean, if you like to work on cars and shit. And
you don't like NASCAR.
I
Don't, do you?
A little. I mean, I don't dislike NASCAR.
But they're just driving in a circle. How do you enjoy that?
My, you know, when I was a kid, my brother drove a race car, a stock car.
Yeah.
And weekends and shit. So I was kind of involved.
Okay.
In a local place in the Chicago area and stuff. But
it's so dangerous.
But that was kind of the thing. He'd come over and work on his car for hours and hours. And, you know. And the
you participated in it.
The neighbors would be pissed about the fact that we're working on a stock car.
That's funny.
The stupid lily white conservative dickhead neighborhood we lived in.
I went to a crash up derby in Pensacola, Florida a couple of years ago.
Oh, those are fun. He did that. When
my God.
One time he had a GTO, I want to say he had, and it just something went awry during the regular race, and he kind of literally duct taped it together enough and then enrolled in the demo derby at the end. Just
dang.
He beat the shit, slammed the shit out of your car.
Did he win? How do you win that? Not,
you're the last one driving.
Do you remember there was a couple episodes of Happy Days? Where they ended with like a crash up derby contest. I think Arthur Fonzarelli actually won.
Oh, shock.
What's that show? Fuck you.
I've got a clip. Yeah. I've got a clip. Let's see. Limbaugh. Let's talk about the giant walrus of just dickitude.
Do you think he sits around his palatial estate? Where does he live in Florida? Sending his maid out.
Texas,
really?
Isn't he in Texas, or am I full of it?
He loves his heroin in pill form, by the way.
Right.
Is he luxuriate?
Delivered by a maid.
Oh, yes. Do you think he luxuriates in a tub all day, bubbles? You know, just floats around? Limbaugh.
Maybe. Floats.
Yes. Hand me my thong, Olivia.
It's asking a lot of physics.
Oh, I'm buying tar science.
So here's Limbaugh talking.
Oh, God. Gross.
He's defending Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And Donald Trump's comments about Carly Fiorina's face.
Okay.
When Donald is like, look at that face.
Now, is Limbaugh a fan of Trump?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
he can taste the Donald's dinner from yesterday. His tongue's so far up that asshole.
The simple fact of the matter is, what Trump did in commenting on Carly Fiorina was violate something in the appropriate, inappropriate area that's not contained exclusively in politics. It's just considered in polite society that when one sees an Anglo-American, one...
Anglo-American.
Oh, my fucking God.
When one sees an Anglo-American.
Oh, I love Anglo-American. What does that mean? Just an ugly person? Oh, I want to work that into my stand-up.
He's decrying the fact that if you're walking down the street, you can't recoil in horror at the hideous face of your fellow man.
Is Carly Fiorina, is she an Anglo-American?
No!
What a...
She has a beautiful face, Ryan. She's a beautiful woman. She's got great tits. I love her. Hey. Great rack. Nice ass.
Hey, Carly Fiorina. Hey.
I wouldn't let her run any of my companies. But she's, you know, got perky nipples.
Booyah!
Society. That when one sees an Anglo-American, one doesn't say so. Whether you're in politics or whether you're at the bowling alley. Of course, at the bowling alley, you just don't say it. And that was the violation that Trump... It's not that she's running for president why you don't say it.
What is he talking about?
I feel like he's high. I feel like we're listening to somebody who just popped like a Percocet. Do you think he just had his last round of meds?
It's like a 4-hour show, isn't it? He's got a lot to fill.
Good God, I'm so impressed with him. I take back all the criticism. I mean, he talks by himself for 4 fucking hours? Wow.
I think Snerdly. And he takes calls too, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And there's another reason why you don't say it. And not talking about Fiorina Trump here. I'm talking in general. Another reason why you don't say it is, especially if it's true, you don't say it.
Oh, my God. So if somebody's ugly, you really, really shouldn't say it.
Hold on a second. But I thought listen, as a semi-nice person, I think the idea is when you see someone in your brain, you think, oh, look at that ugly American. Maybe you keep it to yourself. You don't have to say it.
Right.
You shouldn't say it.
I think we agree with him on that, right? Or
he's saying you don't say it, and it's a shame that we don't, which is kind of, you know, mean.
Right.
That's what'll kill you. You may deny that. You sit there and now you can laugh on the other side of the glass all you want. I'm not talking about Trump v. Arena. I'm talking about relations.
I guess his crew is laughing at him.
Oh, are they? I was thinking, what do you mean on
That's
the
other? That's what he meant. You can laugh on the other side of the glass. Okay. I guess the crew was laughing at him.
An uglo.
Relationships between people. You know, folks, I can tell you, I wish I could name names, but I can't. I've got good friends of mine. There's no way they're going to support somebody in this field. No way. Eyes are too close together. No way. Ain't going to happen. No matter what else. They openly tell me this. Now, if I were to name the people...
they're
assholes, dude. They're assholes. If they say, listen, you see that guy? His eyes are beady. They're too close together. His nasal bridge is too narrow. Right. Fuck him. Well, then that guy's a dick.
Exactly.
And it, you know, he's an extra bit of a dick for sharing it with you.
Involved here, that would be inappropriate. I'm leaving you wondering, hanging, whatever. But my only point here is, people do this all the time. Why do women wear makeup? Why do women shave their legs? It's all to improve their appearance, right? Is it not hopefully noticed? I mean, the effort is put in. Is it not so that people notice it?
Well, I don't think you walk around saying...
Why do women shave their legs?
Oh, look, you've shaved your legs. Here's a cookie.
Rush Limbaugh's full of questions today.
Yes. You
know, it's very interesting to listen to how he thinks. I mean, he is batshit fucking crazy.
So you know people react to it. They comment on it. They see it. They register it. The inappropriateness is to describe it or talk about it or make reference to it, especially if it happens to be true. That's what...
So he's saying Carly Fiorina is
ugly.
Is a butt face.
No, she's an uglo.
Right. She's an uglo American because he's saying the only reason Donald is in trouble
is because it's true.
Is because it's true.
Violates the rule. All I'm saying is it's not possible. Just like this Democrat liberal pipe dream.
Democratic, but he's one of these that can never say that. He's got to say Democrat.
It's hot, too. He's like, give me your Democrat liberal pipe.
Here about they, you know, these are the people that run around and supposedly champion a colorblind society. And they talk about seeing people for what they're worth. They are the first people to judge and notice people on surface basis.
What?
I am noticing you on surface basis.
I mean, here's what we'll notice.
I know you on surface basis.
I'll really notice the fact that when I look at a Trump rally, it's
all white.
It's
white on surface basis.
It couldn't be whiter. And so if that's racist,
he is high as fuck.
To notice that, then yeah. If a person walks in and is a larger, rounder, sweatier, angrier looking,
fatter,
white male
on surface basis,
wearing something American flag-ish or camo-ish, or waving a Gadsden flag, or wearing an Oath Keeper patch,
don't tread on me.
You might get a little profiled,
right?
Liberals are the first to notice if somebody's male or female. The first to notice if somebody's black or white.
What?
Me too. I'm the first to notice. I'm the first to notice whether you're in fact black or white.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Because guess what? Somebody might be black or white.
You know, I took this acting class, and at the beginning of each class, the teacher would bring up this study. Is about like perception of other people or something. It says, when you meet someone for the first time, your first thought is, number one, are they male or female? Number two, do I want to fuck them? Number three, what race are they? That's how your brain works. Doesn't that blow your mind?
That's what they've decided is the...
some college study. I forget what it is. We discussed this at the beginning of every acting class.
So it's sex?
Sex. No.
Then sex.
Right. Perfect.
Gender, sex. Yes.
Marry, fuck, kill.
Then.
Right.
Whether you want to keep talking to them or not.
Oh, sure.
Here's a little bit more.
Then they judge them based on that alone. They're the biggest hypocrites in the world on all that.
Oh, yes.
Fact of the matter is, I don't care. It's never going to happen. I am never not going to notice an attractive woman walking down the street or in a room.
Oh, my God. I am never going to not notice a piece of ass, baby.
And who is saying that we want you to?
Oh, yeah.
No one is saying that we all want to walk around in uniforms, in burkas. Your side.
Oh, yes.
Fat fuck.
Right.
You oxy dick.
By the way, if anybody's got a burka body, it's Rush fucking Limbaugh.
Your side's the one who's passing laws in Alabama towns that say no short skirts on those hooers.
Saggy
pick up
pants.
Those saggy pants on those black boys. I mean, hey, on those boys.
What's wrong with a little crack here and there? Who gives a shit?
You're the ones who, in the Missouri legislature, remember? They had a little problem with Missouri legislators, I don't know, fucking interns.
Oh, yes. Well, listen, that happens.
And it happened a couple times. It's and a couple of rocket fucking scientists of the GOP bent in the legislature said, well, you know how we fix this problem with these people fucking interns?
How do we fix
taking
this?
Advantage of interns. Let's make sure those whorish interns cover their titties up some more.
Yeah.
And wear some longer skirts.
That's unreal. I remember that story. That is fucking crazy. That is the mentality of these fucking right-wing nun jobs that we are dealing with. Rush Limbaugh is like, I'm always going to notice a hot piece of ass.
Right.
No matter what.
And we all will. But.
And by the way, Rush Limbaugh, so attractive.
What you do after that is what where we differ.
Yes. How
your perception, how you treat that person after that. We're not going to not notice if we want to fuck someone.
Yes. Are you an uglo or are you not an uglo?
That doesn't give you... if you are attracted to that person, that doesn't mean you can go grab their butt.
No.
It doesn't mean you can go catcall them.
Yeah,
or it doesn't
like,
mean
hey, baby.
You could violate them in any manner. Or that? What's that one that that drives people? That's really horrible.
What is
smile.
It? Hey, why don't you smile?
Smile to somebody you don't know. Hey, baby, why aren't you smiling?
Because I'm thinking about something. Or you're not the center of the universe, dickhead.
Because
right,
I saw
fuck
you
fuck off and die.
Yeah, I
you
saw
big,
you,
big ugly idiot.
Nobody tells me to smile
when
I'm walking down the street. Do people confront you, Ryan, and they're like, Ryan, why aren't you smiling?
Smile, name. No. No one cares.
Right.
No one cares what I do.
But an attractive woman.
Oh, yes.
Better be walking down the street smiling.
Smile, baby.
Better portray
smile.
How happy you are that the universe granted you.
Aren't you glad you're looking at me?
So,
I'm a piece of ass.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, but you have to lobotomize me. And you know why? Nature. It's the way God made us.
Right.
It's the reason it just happens. And women are the same way, although...
What does all this have to do with what Trump said?
Nature and the way God made us. I don't know. It does nothing. It has nothing to do with it.
Is he trying to excuse what Trump said by saying, well, look, it's just nature. Trump saw that she's got a horse face. And he decided that he was just going to say it out aloud.
Right.
Right?
I don't know.
Maybe about different characteristics, but you can't. You cannot legislate that. You can't shame that. You can't wipe that out.
Wipe it out.
Of human behavior, human existence.
Right.
But I don't think Ms. Fiorina is correct here to say that she's the only one who's been made fun of because of the way she looks. It happens to everybody, and it happens to a lot of...
She didn't say that. I can't believe I'm defending the failed lying CEO.
You're an asshole.
But she didn't say that.
Right.
She never said, I'm the only one who's been attacked by their, about their looks. Rand Paul. What are fucking Donald Trump said, one of his clips was, I didn't say anything about Rand Paul's looks, and heaven knows there's plenty of material there.
He's the only one doing this. It's odd. I mean,
so nobody said that, Rush. Nobody. Fiorina did not say, I'm the only one being attacked for my looks. That's him being a misogynist dick, projecting that onto Fiorina, turning her into the victim that she's not. It was heinous what he said about her.
Right.
But he has talked about other people's looks.
Sure.
But she also never pointed herself out as the sole victim.
Right.
That's a lie. She never claimed, I'm the only one.
Is it true that when Clinton was running against Bob Dole, he used to call it, hey, Bobby Deadhand?
Oh, jeez. I mean, you never know.
You never know what Clinton did.
One never knows. So, again, he's defending Trump in some manner that I'm not 100% sure exactly where he's going with what he launched into there. This whole, I'm never not going to be able to notice a hot chick walking down the street. Okay.
So what?
Nobody's saying you have to. Nobody's denying the nature that pops into our monkey brains.
No one is the thought police.
It's what you do after that.
We're the creep police.
You see a hot person and you think you want to mix bodily fluids with them.
Right. They have to agree to that.
Well, yeah. And maybe. Right. And that's going to happen. From then on out, it's your decision process as to how to proceed.
And you can't catcall. You have to meet people the good old-fashioned way. Like, use one of your multiple Ashley Madison accounts.
You can't write it off to nature. It's nature. That's why they didn't want women in the army, right? That's guys won't be able to shoot anything. They're hard all the time.
We're human beings. It's not nature. There's nothing natural about us. We go to the grocery store. I'm not out in the prairie somewhere chasing down a gazelle and eating it with my teeth.
Exactly. Hopefully we've evolved.
We've evolved.
A little tiny bit.
I got these thumbs. I have these thumbs.
I have thumbs, goddammit.
Makes me not stupid.
It's almost coming to the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, here on a Friday.
Oh, shit.
A faithless Friday, which brings me to our next story. That's a little Rush Limbaugh moment for you all. Rush Limbaugh also, by the way, said that he thinks that Carly Fiorina is part of some kind of a mainstream rhino plot.
Mainstream.
To discredit the whole GOP party. She's been assigned to go after Trump.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's just ridiculous. Coral Springs, Florida, Ryan?
Oh, I don't know that area.
Do you know where Coral Springs is?
That sounds like it's central. Central Florida. Is that where you go on the glass bottom boat rides down like the Crystal River? Is that near where the television show Tarzan shot? And they left all those stray monkeys?
It is north. It's between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach over there on the eastern side, but it's inland right up against the Everglades.
Oh, okay. It's down there. Way down there.
Coral Springs, Florida. The city officials there have announced that because of the evil Satanists, they will no longer be having any kind of a prayer at the beginning of their meetings. See, this is what they asked for with that ridiculous Supreme Court decision, something about New York, something from New York. I've already forgotten the name of the decision.
I know not.
But it was where they're allowing that stupid... Greece. Greece, New York. It's where they're allowing that town, Greece, to have an invocation before the goddamn fucking
my God.
Town secular government meeting.
Meetings are the worst. But apparently, the absolute worst. And now you're making them longer.
Right. And what had happened was a Jewish member of the community, it wasn't even a baby-eating atheist.
Yummy.
It was a Jesus-killing Jew who went to the, you know, to the city council,
right,
and was like, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is weird.
I'm petitioning my city council for something, and I'm being subjected to,
I gotta say, some bullshit.
People standing up and invoking their magic of magic that's not mine.
Yeah.
And doesn't need to be there.
It's fucked up.
At all.
It's weird.
So once they, this wrong, I think, decision from the Supreme Court that said, yeah, we can have these invocations at the beginning, but you cannot limit them.
Okay.
That's part of the thing. But all over, I just read another story this morning. I think it's out of Arizona, where another town, like this one,
right,
is saying, fuck to the U. We voted, the city council voted, like 4-2 today in this town in Arizona, that fuck it, we're going to have our invocations, and they will only be Christian.
That's that you can't have that.
Well, no.
Call the drones, that's, Obama.
That's in the decision. But then they're saying, fuck this Supreme Court. The Supreme Court decided in your favor, you asshole. You get to have your magic spell.
Right.
Just every once in a while, you got to mix it in with other people's magic spell.
Invite a Wiccan.
And they're losing their minds. No. If
that's
we
so
want,
stupid.
We're in the majority. Blah blah blah. Christian
fuck
attack
you.
On Christianity. Well, this guy named Chaz Stevens in Florida was running up against the same deal in this Coral Springs. These city commissioner dickwads.
Jesus Christ, Florida. I mean,
They received pressure from the Freedom From Religious Foundation,
Boo.
The Americans United
Thank
against,
you.
I mean, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State.
Me.
And they have finally decided that because of a Satanist who has applied.
Oh, yes.
For, to be able to open the invocations there.
Oh.
They've decided that they're just going to bag the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
Rather than sit through a Satanist.
What?
They have decided to just make it go away. One of the mayor, Skip Campbell.
Hey, Skippy.
Of Coral Springs, Florida, said.
Little Skippy Campbell.
I don't think our citizens would be in favor of satanic invocations before city commission meetings. The cost of fighting that could be astronomical. I don't see how we as a city should be paying lawyer fees
what?
For the fights on principle. I can find a lot better things to do with a couple $100,000 than to give to a lawyer. So this guy sounds like Skippy.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like he's got a brain going. He doesn't want the Satanists doing it, but
right.
he understands that it's going to cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to court and try to fight their unfightable, their unwinnable little non-religion war.
Oh, yes.
anti-religion war.
Right.
The city last year when this guy, Chaz Stevens, petitioned the city commissioners, he received a rejection at first, and he had also mentioned that they were asking, well, what were you going to do?
Right.
And he said, well, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe we'll have, I don't know, a mariachi band come in and perform. Possibly there'll be some twerking. I mean, he's taking the piss out of him.
Sure,
Taking
the piss.
I think it's Church of the Satanic Temple. He's not a Satanist.
Right.
He's a member of the Satanic Temple who are very politically, the kind of their creation of this church is to take on these Christo assholes.
What about as an invocation? What if they do a little karaoke?
Well, there you go.
That'd be nice.
So they sent him a letter back and said, it has been the city's longstanding adopted practice to offer a brief, solemn, and respectful prayer at the opening of the city commission meetings prior to engaging in official city business. Contrary to the city's policy, your numerous emails indicate that you have no intention of delivering an invocation based upon your religious beliefs, no matter what they may be, but intend instead to make a mockery of the proceedings by, as you indicated, twerking and or bringing a mariachi band to perform.
We will not have twerking or mariachi at our invocation.
But then he said, if we want to twerk, buddy. If twerking is part of our invocation,
right.
If a mariachi band is part of our invocation, guess what? Tough El Tito.
Tough El Tito. The great El Tito.
So they threaten these lawsuits.
Yeah, what if you want to sit there and silently talk to your sky god? That's a little weird. No.
They threaten these lawsuits, and finally, they've caved in Coral Springs, Florida.
Bye-bye.
So the Satanists have won. I can't wait.
Yay.
To what I like to do is go to, like, the local... I usually read this at the, you know, at the evil baby eating Satanist websites. I read this news.
Oh yes,
and they're crowing over the victory.
Oh right,
but I do like to. Sometimes it'll be attributed to a local newspaper or something. Oh, that's where you go.
That's the money shot.
You go to those websites
for sure
and read the read your.
What are they saying?
Comments.
Is it bad
in places like that? And it's pretty much everything. You would expect it to be, yeah.
Our forefathers are Christians. Christian nation.
It says one guy says devil worshiping is not a religion.
Fuck you.
Well, it absolutely is.
Yeah, dude, it's a total religion. I'm a devil worshiper.
See, these people believe that nothing is a religion besides their Christianity.
Yeah, it's not the case. It's not the fucking case.
Certain types.
Right.
Although I do have to say, I don't know what this is. This is CoralSpringsTalk.com.
Right.
There's only 7 comments right now.
Okay.
Most of them are pro.
Okay. Boring. That sucks.
At least one city is now aware of the law. This guy says Christians are like spoiled kids on the block.
Yeah,
as soon as someone asks to share their ball, they pick it up and run it home with mommy. Mama, run home with mommy. Mama, mama.
I agree.
Mama.
Hey, Christians, grow up. Listen to this guy.
Doesn't God hear silent prayers?
Yeah, right.
this person says
silent but deadly.
Which is a
prayers.
Great point.
Yeah. How does God hear those? By the way, is it sound vibrations?
Well, he knows your thoughts.
Oh, okay. He reads your mind.
Mines are exploding, Ryan.
Oh shit!
Around
somebody put down some plastic.
Well, it Gets Better Project. You know who they are? That's the group that was founded by radio dude and newspaper columnist Dan Savage.
It gets better. I know what
LGBT
that is.
LGBT activist.
Yeah.
It's for teens.
Yes.
Trans LGBT teens who are bullied.
Right.
It gets better. It lets them know that,
sure. You
know, right now high school is a cesspit of hell for you.
Yes.
But it will get better when
kids are assholes.
Get out of Texas or get out of Alabama or get away from your heinous Christian family upbringing.
Yeah.
So now, in conjunction with the It Gets Better Project, if you donate $10, You can receive a special edition bag of Doritos that are, the bag is redesigned. It's got a rainbow flag on it.
Okay.
And then the Doritos themselves, the wonderful late at night when you're really high crunchiness.
What do you mean?
Doritos.
I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Afternoon. Hi.
Hello.
They've Ooh, also ranch. Dyed them into different colors.
Oh,
so you can
okay.
have a purple Dorito, you can have a green Dorito, you know.
God, that's so weird. Like, you can change the color of food, but it still tastes the same. It's not natural.
Over at Breitbart, they've declared the Doritos that they are the colors of anti-Christian hate and oppression.
Perfect. Give me a handful then. I want a whole handful of Doritos. Let's oppress some Christians and have a delicious snack.
Over at the right-wing American Thinker website, they're saying that it's the perfect gateway snack to introduce children to the joys of homosexuality.
Oh, God. Whoever said that, thank you.
so much. That is amazing. Great job.
A gateway snack to introduce children to the joys of homosexuality.
One Dorito, two Doritos. Oh, please teabag me.
This guy continues to write, PepsiCo, who make Doritos through subsidiary Frito-Lay, are producing a homosexual version of Doritos. How are they a homosexual version? These chips are not licking each other's beavers.
You eat enough of them.
They're not hitting each other's starfish. Right.
It makes you crave the penis.
Doritos are a product marketed to children.
Oh, yes.
So they make the perfect gateway snack to introduce
them. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Put a cock in my mouth.
What business does PepsiCo have pushing homosexuality on our kids?
Right.
Quit
making my children suck each other's dicks.
This is how far our culture has shifted.
No.
It's perceived to be cool to push a specific sexual orientation on children. Even by companies that produce products that have nothing to do with sex.
Oh, these Doritos are making me want a scissor.
Again, it's sex.
Yeah. Oh, it's so stupid.
It's all about the sex.
Right.
There's a, I don't have the clip, but I think it's on rightwingwatch.org. But there's a, on Fox maybe.
What?
They were interviewing some lunatic hate preacher.
Hey.
Talking about homosexuality. Again, presenting it as a viable equal opposite side opinion, which it's not.
Yeah.
It's a small fringe of hate-filled dickwads that are loud and have a lot of money. This says, this is how far it's shifted. What's next? Gay toilet paper and tampons?
Well, what's next would be less teenagers will kill themselves. I mean, that's the whole point, right?
I think we should push other companies to launch pro heterosexual campaigns.
Yeah. Oh yeah, please. Pro straight.
every ad we see is you really want to fuck this person with those great shoes, don't you? You really want to fuck that person with that really cool watch, don't you? There's a lot of heterosexual campaigns out there.
Oh yeah. How many bags of Doritos do I have to eat before, I want to take one in the ass?
I
need to know the amount.
Don't eat the purple one. It's like Tinky Winky from...
What about other snack foods? Tinky Winky from the Teletubbies.
Thank you, Teletubbies.
Very gay. What if I eat pretzels?
Right. What's next? A transgender Dorito Tostito?
I ate a whole bag of Tostitos and my balls disappeared.
One more anti-gay story we've got here. This is out of North Carolina.
Bucky!
This is a guy who's running for mayor.
Oh, great.
Eugene Holmes.
Somebody slip that boy some Doritos.
Is running for the mayor of Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
Hey, boy.
He is a member of the Church of God.
That's right.
He is a promise keeper.
Fuck you. What's that mean? Uh-oh.
That's that organization for men.
Oh, yes.
That it's like a men's rights advocacy group for Christian men.
We jack each other off.
You got to be a strong man and backhand that woman when she talks back to you and make sure she bends over whenever you want some.
Are these guys like MRA fuckers?
No. With a Christian bent.
Oh, okay.
It's through Jesus, the side
of fucking God.
It's like Duggars. You know, it's that male dominated.
Okay.
Your women shouldn't talk, shut up, and have babies kind of thing. So this guy's running for mayor.
Look.
But he says, outwardly states that he doesn't want the job.
Okay.
I don't want to be mayor no more than I want to fly.
What a stupid thing to say.
He says...
The fuck does that even mean? Really, it's odd.
He does concede that he probably doesn't think he'll get a lot of support. I don't know my chances on this thing.
What?
I'm a newcomer. I don't give one hoot about politicians.
Fuck off. I don't give one hoot. One hoot.
But he has been inspired... to candidacy, Ryan.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
By the brave, brave battle of one person in the news recently.
Right.
In my administration, I would do just like Mrs. Davis did in Kentucky.
God, of course. Of course.
not only would he not allow the homosexuals.
Oh, yes.
And the lesbians, to, which are homosexuals,
right,
to marry.
Okay.
But,
yes,
quote, if you elect me, I'll uphold the law of the state of North Carolina, said the 77-year-old Korean War veteran.
Okay.
Who God. Makes a living by selling shit at flea markets.
I got some belt buckles and some pocket knives.
I mean, good for him. I'm sad that, you know, thank you for your service. Sad that you live in a Republican country full of capitalist assholes who are forcing you to, at 77 years old, have to go and sit at fucking flea markets to survive.
Oh, those flea markets.
If you didn't have to, if it's just for fun, that's one thing. Like, my parents used to abuse me by taking me.
Oh, you loved
to sell at flea markets.
Did you not like going?
No.
Come on.
I'm a kid. I don't want to go sit at a fucking flea market all day on Saturday.
You didn't buy a Velvet Elvis?
Saturday.
What else would you be doing? Smoking weed?
Yeah, right.
Building clock bombs.
So, Mr. Holmes continues, you like me, I'll uphold the law.
Oh, God.
I would get the DA
right
to swear out a warrant on any man who says he's gay.
What?
Sodomy is a crime, a felony in the state of North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. How are we going to enforce that?
What's wrong with eradicating homosexuals?
I'm going to eradicate butt-fucking your...
Homosexuals?
Eradicating.
Not homosexuality.
Right.
What's wrong with eradicating homosexuals? We should jail them.
Oh.
Throw them all in jail, he said.
Is anyone shaming him for saying this?
He's a lifelong member of the Church of God. He says he would also like to see alcohol, divorce, and all immigration into the United States be made illegal.
Okay.
All immigration. Put up giant bug fences.
Oh, yes.
Around the whole place. Funny.
I would like, personally, I would like for this guy to shut the fuck up and go back under his rock from which he came.
When asked about economic development in the area, he said, doesn't matter. Wall Street's going to blow up next week.
Oh, shut up. Oh, he's a doomsday prepper.
Adding that, don't forget that Sunday the 13th was a blood moon. These people, these are the people that are sitting in Trump's rallies.
It's a blood moon. Wait, is he reading the entrails of dead birds?
Right.
What a lunatic. A blood moon.
Now, he does admit that he's had some things in his past.
Right.
He says that in 2011, he was ordered to receive 60 days of psychiatric treatment.
Oh really?
At the Broughton Hospital. Stemming from a case involving him being accused of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle.
Uh-oh.
And a judge found that he was in need of psychiatric evaluation.
Dude, 60 fucking days.
He said that the doctors diagnosed him as suffering from religious hallucinations.
Oh, yeah. I have those. I see Aquaman.
You would probably classify me as somebody needing help, he says.
Yeah, this guy needs help, man.
I'm not a rocket scientist. I do believe in holiness in the Bible.
Oh, shit. Somebody put him in a facility and give him some medication.
The mayor doesn't do nothing in my eyes. He just collects a paycheck.
You want to vote for anybody that says he didn't do nothing? Do you want to vote for him?
Married to his wife, Sue, for 53 years. That poor woman.
Oh, my God, Sue. I'm so fucking sorry for you.
The couple has two children.
Oh, shit.
And he says in his free time.
Where do they strip?
In his free time, he likes to pray.
Okay.
And ask God for wisdom.
Hey, me too.
I try to meet people and talk to them about salvation.
Oh,
how
shit.
Much fun is Mr. Holmes?
Oh, he's a blast.
But, I mean, it's easy to make fun of this poor, deluded, disturbed
yes.
gentleman. And we agree, you should be getting help.
Absolutely.
We
More
want
than 60
you to
days.
Be getting help. We don't want you watching Breitbart.
Yeah.
Or at WND.
Do we
or
want
Fox?
Do we want this guy as mayor?
Or as mayor?
I mean, I don't live in the city. What do I? I don't give a fuck.
But the crazy thing is, he's been diagnosed, right? I mean, yes. He's been sent on an unwilling vacation,
right?
In the past, what he said, none of the others. I mean, the others say.
Yeah.
The shit that he said, other right-wing nutjob Christian lunatics say. Maybe not as extreme as let's round them up and eradicate them.
Right.
But some of them do.
I mean...
Some of them say that. Let's recriminalize sodomy. Well, what does that mean? That means you're going to throw gay people in jail.
I'm giving out blowjob tickets.
He wants to criminalize pornography. He wants to criminalize... alcohol,
right?
And divorce.
Oh, shit.
You could never get divorced.
No.
You'd still be married to your lovely wife, Ryan.
At the end of the day, you're another day older. That hand me a torch.
Are you manning the barricades on that one?
On the barricades, we will.
So I don't want it to look like we're trying to shit on this poor old mentally disturbed gentleman.
No,
what we're saying
is on anyone
that this people like him are being brainwashed by the right
and
used and taken advantage of.
We will not stand for it
by all this shitbaggery and right wing nutjobbery. It's been a beautiful Friday, faithless
evil fucker.
Friday here, ladies and gentlemen. On Crap Diving.
Oh, God!
Thank you for being here. Is the top five from Billboard. Coming in at number five is OMI with Cheerleader.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, cause she stays on like
that.
I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Number five, ladies and gentlemen, OMI.
Oh,
with
yes.
Cheerleader.
Congratulations, OMI, on your hit.
Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, shit.
Number five. Coming in at number four, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Hovering at number four,
ooh,
same as last week. And all I have to say is.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. Skipping ahead to Stanky Leg.
Okay.
Do the Stanky Leg.
Stank. Okay.
Do your Stanky Leg on this Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Stank.
Number five.
Okay.
Number three this week, ladies and gentlemen, dropping.
What?
Well, here we go. Ryan, you love this song.
Nay, nay.
Justin Bieber.
Stank.
What do you mean? That's his favorite
stupid
phrase.
Asshole.
That's all he says all day.
This guy is a total fucking asshole. He pissed in the mop bucket that a poor fucking a janitor then had to deal with. You rich, privileged dickhead.
It's going to be warm today.
Oh,
what
yeah.
do you mean?
Oh, you're so stupid.
It's 2 and 2 is 4.
Go fuck yourself.
What do you mean?
Asshole. You're so indecisive.
And the video is him. I mean, it looks like just getting ready to fuck a supermodel. They're both naked. She's pulling his pants off in the video right now.
Oh, my God. You're so indecisive. Yeah, because you're a real brain trust. You're a genius. Right. Indecisive? You're a fucking flatline.
At number two, ladies and gentlemen, rising up the charts.
Oh, shit.
From number three is The Weeknd.
Okay.
Your man on the
with
road,
the hill.
Promo. You say keep our business on the low, low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. You look even better than the photos. I can't find your
That's The Weeknd, ladies and gentlemen.
Friends all.
At number two.
Every end of your verse line ends with own. It's a shitty fucking song. I don't mean to be a dick.
Not my favorite The Weeknd song.
Oh, these guys are overrated. I'm tired of these fuckers.
But The Weeknd, I think it's a dude. I think he's got a that's his name.
Really?
I think it's him.
Okay.
But The Weeknd.
Good for you.
Also has the number one song of the week.
Oh, shit.
This song, everybody likes this song.
This is I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You, But I Love It, ladies and gentlemen.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best.
About Bell's palsy.
No, it's about Lyme disease that the great Daryl Hall suffers from.
Right.
Me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. We're deep in love. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Girl, I know it. She told me don't worry about it. She
That's
told me
The Weeknd, ladies and gentlemen. We'll let that play as we say thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Everybody this week. We'll be back next week, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. I shut that shit off. Let's get this music going. Don't forget to listen to all the other great entertainment here on the network. Go to crabdiving.com/live 24/7.
Silent
to what's going on. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media. Go to crabdiving.com. Click the little blue buttons. If you're going to buy shit, go to Amazon through our portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Don't forget Ryan Pfeiffer. Tonight, Bomb Shelter at the Hollywood Hotel, Los Angeles, California. Tomorrow night, Rated R Comedy Show, followed by School of Oppie Fuckin'. Don't find out where and when at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, RatedRComedy.com.
Can't say Jermaine's there on Saturday at the Lotus.
Jermaine.
Oh, yes. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Whip yourselves and nay-nay.
Thank you, Luke.
Think you need to crab diving? Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.